Laughable research denies low pay scandal. Helen Patterson, London Socialist Party. If you didn't laugh, you would cry. That's how many young adults will have felt when, sat in their bedsits, back living in childhood bedrooms, or sitting in their single rented room in a shared house, they read that actually they are benefiting from better pay according to the Resolution Foundation. This latest research by the think tank brushed over the fact that all the current minimum wage rates are all below what is needed to live off. That's 5 million people. But research by the Young Women's Trust has actually found that 1 in 5 young people are illegally paid less than the minimum wage. The Resolution Foundation research also ignored all the other factors affecting people, such as the cost of living crisis. Rising rents has seen a growth in overcrowding and homelessness. The minimum wage went up just 2 months ago, but Living Wage Foundation research shows that the cost of bills is rising faster than wages. In fact, we are in the middle of the worst growth in real wages for 50 years, forcing millions of families and children into poverty. At the end of last year, statistics showed that those working and in poverty was rising faster than employment. Real living wage, the super exploitation of the gig economy and bogus self-employment, robs low-paid workers of decent holiday pay, sick pay and pensions. The Socialist Party backs a trade union struggle to win a minimum wage of £10 an hour for all as a step towards a real living wage. We fight for rent controls, building council homes, an end to zero-hour contracts, and against all cuts to public services. Bring the major monopolies, including the profiteering energy companies that dominate our economy, into democratic public ownership, under workers' control and management,